Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. This week, we're talking about strategies for making remote work efficient and effective. Today's tip is to choose Wednesday as your work from home day. Now, I know that Wednesday is not the usual first pick for a work from home day. Normally, when people decide that they want to negotiate such an arrangement with their managers, they go in preparing to ask for Fridays. In many offices, Fridays are slower than other days. When I collected 1,001 days of time diary data for one of my books, I Know How She Does It, I found that even people in very demanding jobs tend to work fewer hours on Fridays than most other days of the week. On Wednesdays, people logged 9 hours on average. On Friday, 7.1 hours. So this might seem like an easier yes to ask for Friday. If for some reason you weren't as productive at home as you were at the office, well, the manager isn't losing a peak productivity day. It makes sense. But I've heard from a number of managers, even those who support flexible work, that there's always this nagging sense in the back of their minds that a request to work from home on Fridays is really about starting the weekend early. Summer Fridays suddenly stretch all year round. If you work really long hours Monday through Thursday or travel on those days, your manager might sympathize with this issue, but she might be less inclined to believe the argument that it's about productivity. Wednesday, on the other hand, is completely different. No one is jetting out early for the weekend on Wednesday. The productivity argument is more believable. You can do the focused work that was agreed upon Monday and Tuesday, and then prepare for collaborative work on Thursday and Friday. I also think, psychologically, that Wednesday is a better day. Here's why. Many people want to try working from home because they have terrible commutes. Studies of experienced human happiness through the day have found that people's commutes are their absolute lowest moments. I think this is partly because people get used to most things that are good and bad in life, but the push and pull of traffic means that every day brings new suffering. In any case, if you work from home on Wednesday and you have a horrible commute, you never have to do it more than twice in a row. You're always pretty close to a day when you don't have to make that trip. And that can make life feel more sustainable. If you work from home regularly on a day other than Friday, I'd love to hear about it. You can let me know at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening, and here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.